And now, I understand she donated the lot for the first Methodist church that was at Bethany, or both churches, Methodist and Baptist, were at Bethany originally. Just like both in Bartow, were over across Williamson Swamp Creek at South Bartow when they were built, when the church was organized, see. But then she donated the land for the church and the cemetery and was the first person buried in the cemetery. And she has a stone in the old part of the cemetery. And they still use it. When Miss Irma Eves died recently, she was interred there in the Moy lot, M-O-Y-E. So that pretty well establishes it. Now, I did not find where he sold any land to Mr. Dunham, but I did to Judge Tarver, Judge Andrew Tarver, and then Judge Tarver later on sold to Mr. Dunham. They might have been partners or something in some sort of a business here, you see.
So you don't know when?
Well, you do know that Mr. Donovan at least bought it from Mr. Tarver, if not the Moyes, the land.
No, I don't think. I couldn't find any record of Bill Donovan buying the land from Mr. Moy.
Well, do you think Mr. Donovan wanted to just open a mill in that where Wadley is now? Or did he just...
I understand he had a sawmill here.
That may be where actually the little community started?
Well, I believe that was after it started.
That he bought the sawmill?
That he put a sawmill here and had various business
interests.
Could
it have been just that people just happened to live there, that was why it started? I just wondered, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Just
it started like all these other, and like Mr. McCrone said, the town was Bethany. And that because Rodley was so low and swampy, and after they found this, that a series of ditches would drain the land off.
Right.
And the artesian well was put down, that people began to build homes here. So.
Well, do you know at what point Mr. Donovan or whoever decided to name it Wadley? Is there any kind of document or, you know, wasn't it not Shake Rack? Or was it ever really Shake Rack?
I don't like that term. It was number 6.
It was number 6. That's the railroad lot number.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Now, I think that a place that, you see, the highway did not come down Main Street then. The highway went by your old, what I call the old Bill Donovan house, that chopper, where Mr. Angus Donovan and them lived. It came from Bethany down there and crossed Williamson Swamp Creek down yonder at the, is it called it, the Swamp Church, the Primitive Baptist Church of Chopper. That's where the highway
was,
as it called it in those days, the big road. That's where it crossed Williamson Swamp
I never
Creek.
Thought about that, but that goes right to Bethany. Where that old
garden
house
yes,
at the cemetery.
See?
Where
and now, so did the road to Midfolk branched off right there at the cemetery at Bethany, do you call that?
That'd be very logical.
Right there. From Bethany.
Where were the stores in Bethany? Were there stores?
Yes. Now, I can tell and show you now the whole block right up where there is a Negro mortuary now, and some colored houses, that whole block from the present, you know, site down the railroad, right on up to the old part of the cemetery, that's where your Bethany Collegiate Institute was located. And there are some quite interesting old houses in that area.